This is Akashwani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that central and state agencies have succeeded in firmly curbing all forms of terrorism in the country in the last 9 years. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating a two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi yesterday. He said the model anti-terrorism structure should be established under the purview of NIA. He said the hierarchy, structure and standard operating procedures of investigation of all anti-terrorism agencies in all states should be made uniform for better coordination between central and state agencies. The Home Minister emphasized that all anti-terrorism agencies must adopt such a ruthless approach so that a new terrorist organization cannot be formed. He said that the task of NIA, Anti-Terrorism Squad and Special Task Force should also be to think out of the box and take innovative measures to counter terrorism. The government has declared the Jammu and Kashmir Democratic Freedom Party, JKDFP, as an unlawful association under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The organization has been involved in anti-national activities since 1998. The Home Ministry said in a release that its members have always promoted separatism and terrorist acts in India. It said the members of this organization want to make Kashmir a separate Islamic state by inciting the people, which is prejudicial to the sovereignty, security and integrity of India. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that citizens can now become drone pilots with any government-issued identity and address proof. The Ministry has notified the new Drone Amendment Rules 2023 for drone pilots. After the amendment, it has now been made clear that a government-issued proof of identity and a government-issued proof of address like voter ID, ration card or driving license can now be accepted to apply for a remote pilot certificate if the drone pilot does not have a passport. The Ministry added that the prerequisite of having a passport was becoming a hurdle for aspiring drone pilots, and this effort is to further liberalize, promote and facilitate drone operations across the country and make India a global drone hub by 2030. The rule is effective from 27th of last month. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is on a two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, UAE. On the first day of his visit, the minister co-chaired the 11th meeting of the India-UAE High-Level Task Force on Investments with the Managing Director of Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, Sheikh Ahmed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed the existing bilateral investments by companies from both countries investing into the UAE and India, and also explored bilateral investments in a number of key sectors with the potential for future joint trade and investment cooperation. The two leaders also witnessed the signing of strategic partnership agreement between National Payments Corporation of India and Al Ettihad Payments, a subsidiary of the Central Bank of UAE, for domestic card scheme implementation in UAE. As per the agreement, NPCI and AEP will work together to build, implement and operationalize UAE's national domestic card scheme modeled on India's RuPay card. In Mumbai, 6 persons lost their lives and 31 people are injured in a major fire incident in a 5-story building near Azad Maidan in Goregaon early this morning. Centre today approved the release of around 45 crore rupees disaster assistance to the flood-affected Sikkim. The amount is the central share from the State Disaster Response Fund to the state for the year 2023-24. The move is aimed at helping the state in providing relief measures to the affected people. The Union Home Ministry has also constituted an interministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods. The ministry said the team will visit the affected areas of the state shortly, and based on its assessment, further additional central assistance to Sikkim will be approved. And that is the end of this news bulletin.